This is Connected Up Radio Show. This is your host, Tom Edison. And it's a full moon out tonight. A pink full moon, I hear. In fact, during this show, you could probably see if you step outside in the sky. Actually, the exact time of the full moon on the East Coast here was 8:22. About a half hour ago. But you'll see that full moon if you have a clear sky and you're on the East Coast. You will see it. And before I forget, there was one thing I forgot to mention last week. That April, you know, today is April 12th, but back on April 4th, 61 years ago, things happened, records were broken, and I mean world records that can never be topped ever again, by that famous band called the Beatles. It happened on April 4th, 1964. That particular week, the Beatles had the top five songs on the record sales charts. Top five, all top five positions. And that's a world record that'll never be topped again. No band has even come close to that. But they did it on April 4th, 1964. They were that popular. And those five songs were on four different record labels. That's an event that'll never be duplicated. Can you imagine that? The five top songs, top positions on the charts held by the Beatles. Please Please Me was number five. I Want to Hold Your Hand was number four. She Loves You was number three. Twist and Shout was number two. And Can't Buy Me Love was number one that week. And nobody will ever be able to do that again. And as well as no one will ever have four records in the four to five, four different record labels. Five songs on four different record labels. That's an event that will never be duplicated for 1,001 reasons. But I just wanted to mention that because things like that will never happen again. But they happened 61 years ago at when the Beatles were changing the world with music. Meanwhile, I don't know, about 18, maybe 19 hours ago, a bachelor recycling plant over in Scotland there exploded, sending all kinds of toxic fumes into the air, and giant fireballs and all that. A battery recycling plant in Scotland. And it just turns out that that plant, same plant exploded just about a year ago. The same plant exploded. And here it is a year later, and it explodes again. And they were guilty of fire code violations. I wonder what happened. And while we're talking about time, and approximately 14 hours from now, maybe 13, in Bogota, Colombia, there's a workshop hosted by Cole, the spokesperson for the Galactic Confederation. And if you went to the portal this past week, or even last week before that, there's all this new information coming about how progress is being made, working behind the scenes. You know, we have all kinds of good groups of people from other worlds, the under the earth civilization called Agartha, and the resistance movement, and they're all cleaning house, getting rid of all the trash. And it's, if you listen to my show, anytime in the last couple of years, the event is, it's not that far away, a month or two maybe, has to happen for July 7th. Yeah, and that's the, from the horse's mouth themselves, the Galactic Confederation. They made that statement 4 years ago, that, that or 5 years ago, that that is the cutoff date for the planetary ascension of planet Earth. And there's so much involved, there's so much work has been done, they're not going to let that date go by. So you figure it could be end of this month, could be the end of next month, could be the end of June. So it's not that far away. Right after the event, we're going to have face-to-face visitations with the extraterrestrials, the good ones. And they're going to take the initiative to remove all the bad ones and thrust them in the great central sun for total annihilation. Yep, good things are coming our way. And in the news recently, Trump, you know, writing his executive orders, well, he wrote this one. Forget about the tariff problems going on, but he wrote an executive order, you know, negating all the laws on the books that are in violation of the Constitution. And now that it's become an executive order, these laws will no longer be allowed to be used against people or for people or whatever, because there's they've discovered plenty of laws on the books that are in violation of the Constitution, and he signed an executive order to straighten that mess out once and for all. And that's a good thing. And while everybody's picking on Trump and Musk, this didn't happen yesterday, but Musk is on record as saying that the COVID vaccines can kill people. So he's right on the money with that one. And, you know, we've got to give people credit due. Credit is due for the things they've done that are good and recognized as being good. And of course, April 19th, that's next week. If you have the money to spend, the rest is too much in my opinion, $170 to the New York City workshop hosted by COLA, representing the Galactic Confederation, the people who are working for us behind the scenes, getting rid of all the bad deep state technologies, negative things that are, you know, doing us wrong in every way possible, getting rid of the evil creatures that are still hanging out, hiding out on planet Earth. And they've done quite a fantastic job. All you have to do is back check on the portal, and you'll see what they've done in the last. All the way back to 2012, they started doing things. But the biggest progress has happened, I guess, within the last 4 years, I'd say. Anyhow, not familiar with that, get familiar with it, because it's going to be, they're the ones who are going to give a full disclosure when they finally land, so we should all want that to happen. And meanwhile, hey, just in case anybody didn't know, this is a call-in radio show. You got a phone? The number is 888-627-6008. And here's a good reason. Is there anybody out there listening that has bought themselves a radiation detection equipment, a device, you know, to a millimeter wave detectors, any kind of device like that, a spectrum analyzer, because these devices are helpful in you taking care of your health. And if you aren't aware of it, the famous Nikola Tesla had devices that took free energy out of the atmosphere. He was a genius. And the famous scientist Wright invented a machine. Not only did he invent the Wright microscope that can really see down to bacterial level, he invented a machine that could detect, maybe there was two machines, a machine that could detect the frequency of cancer and other things, like parasites and stuff like that. And he also invented another machine that would use color lights to broadcast the frequencies of the pathogens, like cancer cells and parasites, and shatter them in your regular system. Body would just take the shattered pieces as a waste product and get rid of them. And of course, because this these inventions were so good, he was a threat to the pharmaceutical industry. And that's why they ruined his life. You know, another great scientist that was picked on by the New World Order because he was interfering with their pharmaceutical scam to deceive the public and keep the public out of real health care. But that's why you might want to consider getting detection equipment. That if you can have a good detector that can tell you the frequency of, say, you had cancer, all you would need to do then is find a machine that can broadcast that frequency and you can shatter the cancer yourself. And that's a good approach to take things into your control of your own volition and be your own healer. But you're going to need your own detection equipment to do that and own broadcast equipment. So it's an important thing. That's why I'm asking if anybody has bought themselves a millimeter wave detector, hey, call in and tell us about it. And you might inspire some listeners to go out and get one. And meanwhile, the ongoing story of world control is purposely keeping I guess recent discoveries from the general public. We could say, use that word recent. Well, let me give you a few examples here. I came across it today because on the internet people are always bringing up things and reminding us like who did what, who forgot about what, and so on. So back in 2001, that's 24 years ago, a team of marine engineers in the Caribbean discovered a huge underwater pyramid complex off the coast of Cuba. And here we are 24 years later. So the picture was pretty impressive, like three big pyramids and all those kind of structures. All we have left is from their discoveries is one picture, but the picture itself is pretty impressive. So 24 years later, there's no mention of it. Has been no mention of it. And there are no one is aware of plans to further investigate. What kind of insanity is this? This is a major discovery on planet Earth, and it's not being investigated. This isn't the first time things like this have happened. If you're familiar with the ancient Arrow site in New Mexico, some hikers discovered it back in the 70s. And word got out that they found these caves with some kind of a local landslide. And they found an opening, went in there, and started seeing all these amazing things. Word got out that these caves got out of solid rock were found. And then the government started looking into it. And, of course, what do you think when the government got there? They sealed the place off, kept everybody else out, and stifled communication to the general public of this great find out in New Mexico, commonly referred to as the ancient Arrow site. So then the government had full control of the place. They hired scientists to decipher what was found. They had 23 caves cut out of solid rock, and each one had a giant mural on pictographs and stuff like that. And there was a disc they found, and it was surmised that the disc that they found, a small disc, was like a Rosetta Stone that could help them decode what all this information meant. Well, maybe 10 years down the road, the one scientist decoded the disc, and then they started to evaluate what information was in these chambers. And they came to a conclusion that this was from a race of humans from the future who had come back to kind of educate the people of our time in the 20th century back then. About certain things that had been kept from us by governments. And they started deciphering, as the scientists who broke the code and decided that he was put in charge of deciphering each one of the 23 murals. I don't, why is there 23? Maybe it has to do with 23, genes or something like that. Who knows? But while he was in one of the caves deciphering what the mural meant, he felt he was being contacted by some teleportation communication, abilities of the people who left all these artifacts for us to see, who identified themselves as the wing makers from the future. And so he wanted to tell his handlers, I guess we could call them, the AFCIL, whatever, some four-letter agency of the can't remember what the four letters were, that was overseeing the project, and they didn't like what he was saying, and he got the feeling that they were going to stop him from further deciphering because he seemed to be having contact with these beings from the future, and that he might spill the beans to the general public, and he started feeling worried that they were going to put him in what was known as the chair, where they could erase your mind and you can't remember anything. So he didn't want to lose these memories and stuff, so he just quietly left the project, snuck out, never said a word, and then shows up in Australia under a fake name and goes to Nexus Magazine and spilled the beans on all that he had and all that he was able to take with him. where I actually first heard of that. It was an article in Nexus magazine. And if you get a chance, check it out. There's not, some of it's still available on the internet, I think. And he had the pictures from the 23 caves that I saw of rock. And I don't think he ever got caught, but he managed to get the information out. But of course, he never made it to mainstream media. But it got as far as Nexus magazine. And if you ever get the chance, look into it. Amazing story, and he talks about they were, the project was looking to get the nail down what's called blank slate technology, which has to do with time travel and being able to go to a specific location and change history on purpose by physically interacting with the location you went to. And of course, if you were up on things, you knew that time travel was already possible from the Philadelphia experiment, and teleportation had already been done in 1972 right here in America from the first one from California to New Jersey. How about that? So anyhow, the group was called the Wingmakers. Now, talk about connecting the dots here. And I mentioned Tesla before. There was a famous doctor, again, extremely smart person, genius, named Dr. Patrick Flanagan. Look him up. And he was born about 2 years after Tesla died. And if you know anything about the inside aspects of people's minds being transferred into other bodies and those kind of events, I heard this guy. I knew people that knew him, but I had never talked to him before. This guy, Patrick Flanagan, but I had bought some of his products because he was making, out in Arizona, he was making crystal energy concentrate. Concentrated product that uses a 32-stop process to create catalyst that you put in distilled water and it'll give you, will make the water wetter and make it more assimilable and make it as pure as realistically possible. So I'm listening to another talk show radio host about 20 years ago, and sure enough, he was on the show, and he was being interviewed, and he said that he felt that he was the extension of Nikola Tesla, because he remembered seeing all kinds of schematics in his mind when he was a child, circuit boards and stuff like that. And when he went on to create a few devices for the important devices of the U.S. government. Of course, they wanted him to make weapons, and he refused to do that. So any of his other projects, they were kind of like mothballed. He did get to put the crystal energy concentrate out there, which is a gift to all humanity. I think they still sold the product, but you have to look it up. Crystal energy concentrate out in Arizona, Flagstaff, Arizona. And this story is going somewhere, talking about connected dots. So we got the ancient narrow site, as told to us by the scientists who escaped the project, that the caves were built by humans, planet Earth from the future, and time traveled back and decided to lay all these artifacts in it. Caves down in New Mexico to be found, obviously. And they were called the Wingmakers. So while Patrick Flanagan is talking on his late night talk show host in the New York area here around about 20 years ago, he starts talking about his son, whose name is Wing. You get it? His son's name is Wing. And the Wing makers are the ones who left the ancient hour site for us to find. And he's claiming to be the reincarnation of Nikolai Tesla, which is possible because he was born 2 years after Nikolai Tesla died. And if you really are interested in understanding how these things work, there is it's in the fifth apocryphal revelation that a human, when finally connects with his higher self, or his mystery monitor, that mystery monitor is a partnership between the real God and that individual. And in the course of a lifetime, when somebody connects with his mystery monitor, whom God apportions that to everybody nowadays, not always like that, but everybody nowadays gets a portion, a mystery monitor, and that's how God keeps track of your personal life. And so if you blend with it in your life, if you blend with your mystery monitor, then you hook up with the absolute direct connection to God, that mystery monitor, at the wishes of God himself, or Jesus of this universe, who is the has been given full power to rule over the earth, either one of them can decide to take a great person, the mystery monitor of a great person, and give it to someone else that may desire to continue to work with that great person. And this famous Dr. Patrick Clannan apparently was given the mystery monitor of Nikolai Tesla, so he could get the magic thinking and abilities to continue to do good things for the human race. And his son chose to be given the name Wing for himself, and he was living in another part of the country. So these things are all connected in that way. You know, we got Wing connected to Wing makers. We got Tesla reincarnated into Planetin. And we got the scientist who escaped the Ancient Arrow Project. And these are the intricacies of life. In fact, another famous example, and you only can find this in the fifth apocryphal revelation, is that Jesus, upon his birth, Jesus of Nazareth, upon his birth in Bethlehem there, was given the mystery monitor of Melchizedek. And there is a small reference to that, but not explained in the Bible, where they talk about the Savior coming, the Anointed One, and they give them all kinds of names, and they say in the order of Melchizedek, which is half right in a sense, because partial right, it's to say, because as a historical record in the universe record, not earth records, the mystery monitor of Melchizedek, a famous being that came to Earth, lived for 92 years, and then left. His mystery monitor was given to Jesus, so Jesus would have some background on what the situation was in the Holy Land there. And of course, everybody... Jesus had been born of a natural birth. When he was first born, he had to have his memory erased. Not really quite sure who he was, because that's, you know, the damn negative dark entities controlling the world. They were still controlling it back in that time, and still controlling it today to some extent. And most of you listening to me, you're my member had to be washed before you were allowed to be born into a body on this on your incarnation to planet Earth. And that's why most of us don't remember where we came from. But that is, our minds are going to be that race effect. Amnesia effect is going to be taken away from us. Probably at the event when it happens too. Not that far away, it'll happen this year. And these things are all coming into full bloom now. So, another interesting story about Jesus. Again, something you won't find in the Bible, but the fifth apocalypse revelation has the info how Jesus could not understand, which kind of says his memory was washed. He was given temporary amnesia when he came to this world. And he couldn't believe his parents didn't know everything, because in the rest of the universe, people do know everything. They have access to everything. It's only on this stupid prison planet called Earth where we've been denied it for thousands upon thousands upon thousands of years by dark entities who are all claiming control for the planet. Not just one, but many. And these are, so you see how these things are all connecting and coming true online now, so to speak. I just had to connect those stories because they're important. And there other are ongoing things that have been kept from us. You know that all the large skeletons that were ever found, outside of the dinosaur ones, the large human skeletons, they were brought to places like the Smithsonian Institute in America. And then the bones were never seen again. They were negated or destroyed to keep the truth from the general public that larger humans did walk about. Some extremely large ones. They put this in the science fiction movies, of course. And science fiction movies are always talking about that kind of stuff. But many other discoveries were picked up by the Smithsonian Institute. And hid away. In fact, there's a big hiding away of the truth. So it probably started around the 1890s, somewhere around there. Up until that time, there was, when discoveries were made, local newspapers would tell the truth about what was discovered, you know? But the world takeover wanted to create a false history that there were no such things that day. And I would say that there's a lot of photographic evidence from pictures from the 1800s that attest to all these great buildings that no longer are around, and that countries like Tartaria, taken off the map, all whole maps of today, there is no listing of Tartaria. In fact, the only reference to Tartaria was in about a year ago or so when Putin was being interviewed, and he mentioned how the Russian people fought the Tartarians for several hundred years. Only reference I ever heard in my whole life about Tartaria, but on the internet there's a lot of people interested in this, and you're posting and showing how this country, this civilization, was taken off the map, and you were build us some great things. And all bits of information are coming out now. But that's a part of the destruction of the buildings to make us forget, you know? These buildings that are around, and plenty of pictures of buildings at the World's Fair from the 1870s, 1880s, 1890s. All these fantastic structures, and we were told they were only made of plaster and cardboard. What would be the point of doing that? and then tearing it down. But all these magnificent structures where the people of that day, they could remember them. But in this day, people around today, nobody was around back that far. Anybody that was around way back then, they're just long dead. 30, 40, 50 years dead. So it was decided, apparently, at that time, that they were going to start to reinvent a new history. And part of that new history was we're going to deprive the general public of all the findings of things that relate to the past. We're going to hide any big human bones. We're going to start systematically tearing down the older buildings. And many of the older buildings had the antennas on them to gain the free electricity out of the ether, the air that Tesla had devised for humanity. You know, most people don't even realize, we think GE invented electricity or something like that, General Electric. The I came across some information just a couple of weeks ago, and I believe something like the first person who discovered electricity, I can't even think of the guy's name now because he's been wiped out of history books, was back in 1864 when an American discovered electricity. And then I forget who was who. Tesla discovered alternating current electricity in 1880, I believe, and around the same time Edison was still trying to promote direct current, DC. Of course, nowadays we use both, but in the end, Edison had to go over to AC, and because that was a stipulation by General Electric, who he became head of the company for a while, and because of his invention of the light bulb, General Electric became a major player, and everybody forgot about Tesla. But he, as far as I can remember, in 1880, he invented the, he discovered a pulsating current that is, has many advantages over direct current. And of course, he invented how to take the electricity out of the air, the ether. He also invented the car with the antenna to gather electricity out of the air, with a big antenna on a car. You didn't need a motor. I mean, you didn't need a conventional motor. At the time, they were using battery-powered motors or steam motors in the beginning of the, the combustion motor. But around that same time, he had himself a car out there. I think it was called Pierce Arrow or something. But that thing got canned because big money wanted to sell people fuel with combustion motors. They couldn't do that if people were having Tesla cars that took the free energy for power out of the air. And then, of course, he invented the broadcast towers to do that. And if you look at a lot of the old photos from towns in America, and even around the world, too, people were hip to this, that you could get electricity power out of the air, and they had antennas on buildings. You know, kind of look like telegraph poles. And later, they used these telegraph poles in some of the big cities, like Philadelphia and stuff, to hang the wires where they could sell you electricity. But the tenants were up there to get the free electricity, and you still can see them on some of the churches that are still evolved. And these buildings were quickly being demolished because they wanted the people, this is a big conspiracy, they wanted the people to forget that there was free electricity. And they didn't want any remnants around to remind people that, the whole world was getting, for a short while, was getting free electricity. You know, part of a, a conspiracy takeover of humanity and to keep us dumb. And the continuation of the destruction of the old buildings, just it was, first they got rid of all the buildings with the antennas on them, you know. Then around World War I, they got rid of all the giant church bells, because big bells can project stealing frequencies to the masses out there. They didn't want that. They wanted sick people because Big Pharma was coming in to sell them all kinds of crap and to poison them with the pharmaceutical products and to make them even sicker. A very diabolical plan. And this is what was going on. And it's to this day, they're still trying to take down any remnants of old buildings that might shed a little light on what used to be. And we've all forgotten, and certainly everybody alive today cannot remember when it was re-electric to people. The last people that could remember that died 30, 40, 50 years ago. And many of them weren't even aware of it. Because as poor people, they never had access to that. So it was only the elite, but they still wanted to take the memory away. And this continued on and on. New York City area. I mean, all the let me see. Around the right after World War II, they still wanted to destroy all the old neighborhoods, get everybody again forget as much as possible. And that was the beginning of the warehousing people, the projects. You know, knock down all the row houses and don't try to fix them up. Just knock them down and put up these ugly rectangular high-rise warehouse-type buildings where you start warehousing poor people or even the middle-class people. And it continued. The destruction of the older buildings continued once they started this rebuild everything. It continued. Yuma was a bad place too for it to happen. Matter of fact, many of the towns during World War II were bombed out, seriously bombed out, and that gave reason to destroy a lot of the old housing and put up these new structures that destroyed the social structure of the neighborhoods. In fact, in the famous town of Liverpool, they were one of the first towns in the world to have an electric elevated railway down by the water. And it was way better than street traffic that with gas guzzling machines and pollution and stuff. And they eventually destroyed that, started with the fire here, fire there, and then they decided to scrap the whole thing and put buses up, which just created more congestion. And there was the same thing going on in America. The trolley systems were fantastic in America up until World War II, and then shortly after that, they started removing all the trolleys. In fact, there was even a special on public television in America where the guy was admitting he was the head of the GM bus sales, and they went into every town they could to buy the trolley system and then run them into the ground so they could sell these towns buses that were far inferior to the good trolley systems that these towns had built up for themselves. And trolleys were putting out the amount of pollution that these new buses were going to put out. And same thing with the near buildings do. It was one of the architectural wonders of the world was Pennsylvania Railroad Station in New York City. It was built to last and would be still there today, but these New World Order globalists wanted to take it away, to take away the memories of the greatness that this building held in New York City. You know, an engineering marvel. It had style, it had class, it had Roman columns in the front, gigantic stone things, ornaments on top, just like any Roman or Greek culture building from the past. And they tore it down because the railroad wasn't making money and investors bought the property and they decided to tear it down and put Madison Square Garden on top. They didn't have to tear it down to do that, but they did it because it's all part of the world order plan to take away all the old memories. Same thing happened in, another thing happened around World War II before. Right before World War II, the war was declared. That was an excuse to tear down the elevated train lines in New York. And this was all for the benefit of the real estate developers. You know, those people that go in, buy neighborhoods, tear it all down, and put up high rises to get more rent money. And New York City had a bigger and better transportation system back in 1939, before we got involved in World War II, than we have today. And it wasn't costly, you know? And they took down line after transit line and let the people of Manhattan with less transportation than they ever had. And for what? For profit? And everybody's been tearing down Grand Central Station a number of years ago, but the citizens got together and said, no way, this is an historical site. And that's, if you've ever seen Grand Central Station here, it's a wonderful building. Not as actually spectacular as Penn Station was, but equally spectacular, let's say. And they're going to tear that down too and put up a rectangle square on top of it, new businesses. The destruction of old neighborhoods continues, and they put up these ugly rectangle square buildings that, with all the glass faces, one looks like the other. It's like a prison building, all of them. You know? And this continues ongoing today. But just to jump away from that, the intentional destruction of old neighborhoods and old buildings. You know, recently, I don't know, was it a year or two, maybe 2 years ago, a certain group investigated the tunnels under the Vatican, and they found like an unbelievable amount of gold. They estimated we took 650 airplanes to remove all the gold bars and tunnels under the Vatican, under a long tunnel stretch. Some places it was a pile like 39, 40 feet high. Yeah. Gold bars, gold bricks, and solid gold. And there's a tunnel, they discovered this tunnel in the Vatican, goes all the way to Jerusalem. Well, there's some back coincidences that talk about world power groups. And they're all in on it, you know. I don't know who holds the gold now. Just goes to show you all the things that have been kept from us. And of course, we got all the underground dump bases, and we got tunnels under the oceans. Then trains travel at 1,000 miles an hour or something like that. And all the public doesn't get to see any of these good things. It's only for special military purposes and world controls. Well, anyhow, I hope this, like I've always said, this is Contender Dots Radio Show on BBS Internet Radio. It's an educational show, and I definitely spewed out a lot of important information tonight. And in appreciation, I like the listeners to subscribe to my channel. Go to BBS Radio. Look up the name of the show, Connect the Dots, listed at 8 p.m. Central Time. Click on the name of the show or click on my name when you find it. And scroll down so you see the subscribe buttons. You know, you can subscribe to my show as little as $2.99 for a month. What's that? You know, that comes, what does that come to? 10 cents a day? I mean, can you afford that? I don't know. Maybe you can. And you can submit more, of course, but for God's sake, at least give me your dimes or something like that, you know? I need some subscribers. It's only fair. I provide a college of education and knowledge every show, a semester worth of knowledge every show. So I'm asking for your support on this. Have a heart. So come to the end of the show, and you get to hear what I call one of the most tasteful lead guitar solos of all time. The end of my song, Are You the Party in Kind, Are You? I Am, followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. And these records can be found on my CD Baby albums. Download a song if you like it. You know, 23 songs on Songs Better Than Dylan. It's out there on YouTube. Key it in, Songs Better Than Dylan by me, Tom Anderson. As the 23 songs, I'm sure you'll like one of them. Have a heart. Download it for 99 cents. Same thing in my other album, American Partner Songs. I'm sure you'll like one there. Download it for 99 cents. You know, I need some support to do the show. Or maybe I'll have to think, yeah, maybe nobody's listening. Okay, Mr. Engineer, let me give you the countdown and give you an early start of the next show. Hey, everybody, tell your friends, Connect the Dots Radio Show. When you hear things here that you don't hear anywhere else. Okay, there's a countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here and took my stand without fear. Clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look. there. I'm